Most of us at some time in our life would like to have some guidance in money matters so that we can make the most of what we have, particularly in these uncertain times. So we've asked Michelle Halverson from Fiducian Financial Services along to talk to us about end of financial year tips. Are you ready to conquer your finances in 2025? Good morning, Michelle. Lovely to have you back on the show.
Hi, Debbie, and thank you for having me. As at the end of the financial year 24-25, as it approaches, now is the perfect time to take stock of your finances and consider strategic opportunities to maximise your financial position. Effective end of financial year planning can lead to real benefits, including tax savings, enhanced superannuation contributions, and improved investment outcomes. So here are just a few strategies that you may wish to consider before the 30th of June this year. 1. Boost your superannuation through concessional or non-concessional contributions, including catch-up contributions, spouse contributions, and government co-contributions. These concessional contributions include salary sacrifice or personal deductible contributions, and they have an annual cap of $30,000 for the year. If your super balance is under $500,000, you may also be able to carry forward any unused concessional contributions from previous 5 years. Non-concessional contributions of up to $120,000 a year, or if using the bring forward rule, $360,000, but this is subject to eligibility, of course. Spouse contributions, which may entitle you to a tax offset of up to $540. Government co-contributions for eligible low and middle income earners who make after-tax contributions into their super throughout the year. And super contribution splitting with the spouse to help manage combined retirement outcomes and access certain strategies. Second tip is review your deductible expenses. So identify and claim all eligible deductible expenses such as work-related costs, education expenses, medical costs or medical expenses where applicable, and charitable donations, prepaying of insurances if you pay your insurance as a lump sum, or annual interest payments for any investment loans or margin loans. You may wish to pay those as a lump sum for the year in advance. Number 3, access to capital gains and losses within your investment portfolio to minimise your tax liability. Any sale of assets and shares would need to be completed by the 30th of June this year for the gains and or losses to be utilised in this financial year. Consider selling underperforming assets to offset maybe capital gains that you have achieved throughout the year, and utilise the capital gains tax discount and other strategies to minimise taxable income. Ensure that your investment portfolios align with your financial goals and risk tolerance, and rebalance your assets as and when necessary.
Okay, this is great information, Michelle. Let's pop to a quick song break, then we'll be back with more straight after that. Here we are back with Michelle Halverson from Fiducian Financial Services, giving us tips about the end of financial year. Over to you, Michelle.
Thanks, Debbie. So the next tip is explore tax offsets that you may be eligible for. These may include low income, senior and pensioner offset, and or private health insurance rebates if applicable to you. The next tip is to refine your retirement strategy. By reviewing your goals, talk to your financial planner about consolidating superannuation account, utilising strategies such as salary sacrifice and co-contributions and government contributions to enhance your superannuation savings, and consider using a transition to retirement income stream. Next tip is manage your debt efficiently. So by reviewing your outstanding debts, including your mortgages, your personal loans, your credit card balances, prioritise paying off those high interest debts and credit cards to reduce your debt burden. Develop a repayment plan, and then consider strategies like a debt snowball or avalanche methods to pay off the remainder of any debt. Consider reviewing loan agreements and renegotiate with your lenders if necessary. Consider refinancing mortgages and or other debts to secure more favourable terms, but be aware there are obviously costs associated with this, so you need to look at the costs that you'll be charged, and as to whether it's a suitable option for you. Next tip is to update your estate planning. Include your wills, your powers of attorney, and your superannuation nominations. Ensure that your estate planning reflects your current wishes and that they are not outdated. Ensure that your binding nominations within your superannuation account is up to date. Some funds will require these nominations to be updated every 3 years, and some funds will allow you to hold a non-lapsing nomination. So please ensure you check that these nominations are up to date. And finally, access government incentives that may apply to you, such as first home buyers grants, small business tax concessions, research and development tax incentives. To tailor these strategies to your personal circumstances, please ensure that you make the most of the opportunities available. And I encourage you to get in touch with your financial planner and or accountant, because effective planning at the end of a financial year or 24-25 involves many aspects of your financial plan, which can go a long way to ensuring that you have a secure financial future. That's all for me, Debbie, for today. So thank you for having me on.
Thanks, Michelle. That was Michelle Halverson, financial planner with Fiducian Financial Services, keeping our community connected. Jump onto the 101.5 FM website to listen again to the podcast on 101.5 FM.